You're riding alone on a moonlit but starless night. You just missed your exit. Now there's only one way back home. So sit back, open your ears, and hold on tight. Because you're about to take a quick detour through Uncanny County.
Heck of a ditch you found for your car, Larry.
I was trying to change the radio station. Didn't see the turn. I'm real sorry, Jane.
Under the circumstances, Larry, you'd best call me Sheriff.
Sorry, Sheriff. I really hate this song.
I think you're gonna have to take a ride with me. Try not to vomit in the back seat this time.
Sheriff's Department, may I help you?
Where is he? Sheriff Rowland? Jane, you here?
Ma'am, you need to sign in.
Oh, for God's sake, Dillard, you know Ellen Flasher.
Well, of course, but protocol dictates.
As I have told you before, there is protocol and then there is manners.
You've never told me that before.
Ellen, please excuse Deputy Dillard. Larry is in the holding cell. You know the way.
Thank you, Jane. Deputy.
So what are we charging him with? DUI?
I neglected to administer a breathalyzer at the scene, so no. Just gonna let his sister take him home.
But Sheriff...
Dillard, when you have devoted 20 years of your life to protecting the county, such that you know each and every resident and all of their personal demons, both real and metaphorical, then you may lecture me on my lapses in protocol. Until then, please zip it, lock it, and put it in your pocket.
I apologize, Sheriff.
No apology necessary. It is your first day.
Hey.
I'm so sorry.
An apology, that's a first.
Is it?
Are you trying to be funny?
No.
Because this is not funny. I'm tired of Jane calling me. I'm tired of leaving Judy alone in the middle of the night.
She's 19, Ellen.
And you have been the town drunk for more years than she has been on the planet.
That's impossible. I don't drink.
Ha!
I mean, I didn't, but now I do. I mean, I always have.
Come on, Larry. You can sleep in the spare bedroom. Again.
I just wanted to fix it. To fix me. To... Ellen?
What?
What year is it?
Every small town has its resident drunk. And in Conda de Gwinnett, on the northeast edge of Uncanny County, it's Larry Tots. It's an old story. Good kid who somehow took a wrong turn somewhere. Except that's not how Larry remembers it. Not all the time, anyway. His sister wants to help him, but she may change her mind when she finds out why he is who he is.
Do you see his wallet, Mama?
Not yet, Judy. God, your Uncle Larry's car's a mess. Just like its owner.
That's mean.
No wallet, but I found this card.
Ridgeway Motel. Every 24 hours is a fresh start.
It's a couple of miles down the road. Probably left his wallet there.
Mama, let him get it himself.
I'll call AAA and wait here. Shouldn't be more than an hour or two. You best get onto the stables. Drill starts at 8.
Drill starts when I get there.
Well, someone's full of herself this morning.
Mom, you are enabling.
Oh, look who knows all the fancy Al-Anon words. Come on. You go be a rodeo star.
And you go be a martyr. See you later. Don't go to the Ridgeway!
Don't tell me what to do, young lady. Hi, I need a tow. Oh, hey, Jojo. Yeah, it's Larry's. Out on Oaklawn Drive? Well, don't brush yourself. I've got a few errands I can run first. Call me when you're on your way. Well, no time like the present.
Welcome to the Ridgeway Motel. Remember, every 24 hours is a fresh start. Do you still want a room?
Oh, no, thank you.
Oh, well, that's great. Have a nice day.
I think my brother left his wallet here.
Nothing's been turned in.
Could you check the room he was in?
No.
Oh.
I don't go into the rooms.
Well, can housekeeping?
No housekeeping.
Who cleans the rooms?
They don't get that dirty.
Look, I just want to find my brother's wallet. Could I please check his room? Larry Tots?
Can I see some ID?
Sure.
This says Ellen Fleischer.
Yes, that's my name.
You said your brother's last name was Tots.
Yes, I'm married. Was. I'm divorced.
You kept your married name?
Yes, I never liked how Tots sounded with Ellen. I thought it sounded like a snack food. Look, I can tell you my brother's wallet is brown leather, and there's a picture of my daughter on a spotted horse going around a barrel, and on the back of the picture it says, Judy's first win, 8 years old, and...
Judy? Judy Lobo? Your daughter is Judy Lobo?
Yes, her real last name is Fleischer, but she...
I know! Oh, I know! Oh, my God. I love her.
Well, if you let me into Larry's room, I bet I can get you an autographed picture.
Room 213. Don't touch anything.
What if I have to look under the bed?
That's okay.
Or go into the bathroom?
No bathroom.
No bathroom?
Don't need 'em. Listen, does Judy have a picture of her riding DJ Runs with Scissors? I loved that horse.
I'm sure she does. That was the brown one, right?
Sorrel. You don't remember that?
I'm kind of scared of horses.
Oh. Oh. Well, room 213.
A horse I was riding ran off with me when I was 5.
Well, you know what they say. Fall off, get right back on.
I didn't fall off. The horse ran off with me on it. It was awful terrifying. I was only 5.
Okay. Room 213.
Just get right back on. How about you put some toilets in your motel before you start judging other folk, Missy? Huh. It's not that dirty. Jojo?
It's me, Mom.
Oh, hi, honey. Still waiting on the tow.
Mom, where are you? Are you at the Ridgeway?
Yeah, don't start.
What's it like?
It's a motel room. Well, except no bathroom.
What? That's crazy.
Apparently folk don't stay long enough to need it. Oh, there's his wallet. Right next to the alarm clock.
What?
The alarm clock shows the time and date, but the year is set to... Well, never you mind, but suffice it to say, I was 5 years old.
Mom, I know what year you were born.
You hush.
19.
Shh, goodbye. Well, at least let me fix the year before I go. Uh-oh.
That's it, baby girl! Look at you!
What is going on? Oh my God, I'm on a horse! I'm on a horse!
Oh, that's right, baby! Mama and Daddy are watching! Larry, watch your little sister! She's a natural!
Oh, I'm pretty good at this. I forgot I was good at this. This was fun, right up until...
Oh my God, Ellen! Help! Somebody help!
Ah! Ellen! Ellen! Open up!
Judy told me where you were.
How'd you get here? I have your keys. Your car's in a ditch.
I took your spare set, and not anymore.
What time is it?
It's late.
You threw a rock at me.
What?
That's why that pony ran off with me. You threw a rock.
You fell asleep in here. You were having a dream.
No, Larry. I was there, but I was myself now, inside 5-year-old me. And I remembered it was going to happen, and I looked around and I saw you throw a rock right at my pony. Mom and Daddy didn't see it, but I did. This time, I did.
I didn't.
You did. I have been scared of horses my whole life because of you.
Well, I didn't expect you to become scared of them. I was just mad because I was jealous.
Jealous of what? That was my first time on a horse. You got to go right after me.
No, I didn't. We went home once they caught the horse.
No. Wait. That's right. But no, I remember you riding right after... After I finished my ride and got off and the horse didn't run off with me. What the hell? I got 2 totally different memories.
Ellen, 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 you gotta get out of here.
Ms. Fleischer, I know you use the clock. I'm sorry, but I have to charge you now.
I'll take care of the bill.
That's not how it works. She is responsible for her own trip.
Trip? What is this place?
The Ridgeway Motel is a...
You shut up!
I am sorry, Mr. Tots, but Ridgeway customer service protocol requires me to answer all questions posed by our customers.
I'm your customer. She's not a customer.
She is now. Mrs. Fleischer, the alarm clocks in each of our rooms come equipped with LCD readout, wake-up alarm, snooze button, and the opportunity to take yourself back in time to major life events.
What?
You may revisit major turning points in your life via our clocks. One visit per major event.
That's impossible.
I hope this does not mean you will withdraw your offer of an autographed picture of your daughter.
My daughter?
You said Judy Lobo is your daughter. Judy Lobo, the famous writer.
No, that's me. No, wait. It's not. It is her. Oh, my God. I was a rodeo rider.
Oh, dear.
Ellen, get out of this room. Get away from the motel and you'll probably forget it.
What?
While we strongly advise against the practice, some customers use our clock radios to change certain life events. Rewrite the past. Now that you've used our clock radio yourself, you also are able to remember your original and altered pasts.
But I'm not the one who altered it, Larry.
Which is why we strongly advise against the practice. But don't worry. Once they leave and get a few miles away, the vast majority of people are unable to remember both the original and the altered timeline and return to their revised lives with only a vague memory of an unpleasant stay at the Ridgeway Motel.
So that's why you only have one star on Yelp.
Unfortunately, we do have a small number of repeat customers. Overuse of the clock radios can result in so many alternate memories that the brain...
begins to remember all of them.
How many visits does that take?
Oh, a lot. 40 or 50, at least.
Larry, how many times have you been here? Larry!
40. Or 50.
At least. Will you be paying with cash? We prefer cash.
Oh my God. I remember. I grew up to be a world-class rider. I was a famous rodeo star.
You were also a jerk. Do you remember that? I did you a favor, really.
You don't understand what it's like to be famous.
Rodeo famous. It's a pretty small sport.
Don't believe in accidents anymore.
Hey, I love that song.
Well, I don't.
And what you want, you get. Like always.
That is not true.
Mama and Daddy's golden child.
That's not how it was.
Oh, Larry, he's going to get a scholarship for a debate, and then you did. While I had to go to community because that's what we could afford.
Ellen, promise me you won't go back to the Ridgeway.
Why? What if I want to fix your life the way you fixed mine? And I like that song.
The chances are this.
Ellen, I made a mistake going back to the Ridgeway. Hell, I made a mistake going the first time, but lots of people done it. But they knew to stop. I couldn't. I couldn't leave it be. I thought I could fix what went wrong in my life. But it's all dominoes. You change one and they all go falling in different directions. And then you try to go pick another one up and...
Larry, what are you jawing on about?
What?
I would like to listen to this song that I have loved for over 20 years, but you won't shut up.
How? I guess we're far enough away from the Ridgeway. You've forgotten.
Forgotten what? The only person who's forgotten anything is you. Forgetting to thank me for getting your G-damn wallet. I missed Judy's drill practice to get that.
You've seen her chase a barrel before.
Are you trying to be funny? Barrel is rodeo. She does dressage.
She does?
You know that. You've been calling her Dances with Dobbin since she was 10. You're driving past my house. Thank you. Turn the radio to whatever crap you want.
Why do you like that song so much?
It was playing in the car the night Eric and I finally said we liked each other.
Was it playing when you signed your divorce papers?
Eric and I had plenty of good before we had the bad.
Say hello to Dances with Dobbin for me.
She hates that name, by the way.
No, she doesn't.
Fine. I hate it.
Are you all right? Uncle Larry just about exploded when I told him where you were.
It's all right. I'm sorry to worry you. Everything's fine. His car's fine. It's all fine.
What happened? How was the Ridgeway?
Vaguely unpleasant. Like your Uncle Larry.
Mama, don't start. I'm going to bed. Please call next time. Good night. I love you.
Was it playing when you signed the divorce papers? Says the guy who went to prom solo. What did happen at the Ridgeway?
Mama? Where'd you go?
Welcome to the Ridgeway Motel. Remember that every 24 hours is a fresh start.
I want a room.
Oh, dear.
Larry, do you have a response?
Yes.
Larry, we're waiting.
Helen, open the door.
Now we're even.
What did you do?
Your final high school debate. What a humiliation. You passed out right after, drunk as a skunk.
But I didn't drink.
You drank a pint of orange juice before every debate. Said it brought you luck. You know why orange juice is great? Hides the taste of alcohol real well.
That cost me my scholarship. I didn't go to college.
I didn't get back on the horse. We're even.
Not even close.
My 9th birthday party.
Rumor was you had chicken pox. No one showed.
That was my best birthday.
Not anymore. My camping trip. I broke my ankle and didn't go.
For the record, your skateboard was always on the lawn. This time I just didn't warn you before you tripped on it.
No! My goldfish!
My trading cards!
My first job! I was supposed to be promoted to manager!
Your alarm didn't go off the day the district supervisor visited. The store was closed. Too bad. My graduation. I missed it.
Yeah, too bad about that leaky oil gauge. You were stuck by the side of the road during the ceremony.
Graduation was one of the very best nights of my life.
Not anymore.
Well, let's make it even.
No, no, Larry, not that.
No, 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 no. Oh, God, come on, clock. Take me to...
Larry! Where are you? Larry! Oh, don't you mess this up for me.
Ellen Tutts? Is that you?
Oh, God, thank you, thank you. Hi, Eric. Yeah.
Mall's closed, you know.
Annabelle was supposed to pick me up, but I guess she forgot.
Can I give you a lift? It's pouring.
Yes! Oh, yes, please. I mean, if it's not a problem.
Nope. My lucky day.
Alan! Larry said you needed a ride home.
No. No, 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 no. That's okay, Mom. I don't.
Who's that in the car?
It's me, Mrs. Tots. Eric Fleischer.
Eric was going to give me a ride home, Mom.
Oh, well, thank you kindly, Eric, but I can take her home now.
No, no.
Ellen?
I need to go with Eric. I need to.
You get in this car right now, young lady. Larry, move over and let your sister in.
Larry!
You heard her, Ellen.
So I'll see you around, Ellen.
No! No!
Ellen! What has gotten into you?
Good night, Mrs. Tots. Larry? Ellen?
You can't! Please! No, no, no!
Aw, missed your chance to tell Eric you liked him?
That is not all that happened that night!
What?
What? You said she was your wedding night gift! You said...
Oh, come on, Larry. We got married 2 months after that night. What did you think happened?
You said you were so head over heels you couldn't wait!
I lied! Mama and Daddy would have been so disappointed and you would have never let me forget it. Well, I guess you really beat me this time.
No, no, I swear that was not what I wanted. I love Judy.
Not anymore. Oh, God. Oh, God. Judy.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
You're sorry. You're sorry?
Helen, get out of this room.
Why? So I can forget her? She was my daughter.
She was my niece. She was the only person in the world I gave a damn about.
What have I done?
Oh, my God. Larry, put the gun down.
I'm so sorry, Ellen. I'm so, so sorry.
Larry, put the gun down.
Ellen, please get out of the room.
No, no, Larry, don't you do this.
I can't bear it. What have I done?
If you do this, you're a coward. Don't you leave me alone with this.
You won't be. When you leave here, you'll forget Judy ever was.
But I'll remember the night my brother shot himself at the Ridgeway Motel. You'll leave me alone with that.
It's better than being stuck with me.
No. It's not.
I'm sorry.
No!
What the hell? Ellen, did you do something?
Maybe I did. Maybe you killed yourself, but then I went back and fixed it so it wouldn't fire. Or maybe in between firing the gun and the bullet hitting you, you realized it was a mistake and went back and took all the bullets out yourself. Or maybe the gun didn't fire because it just didn't fire. You don't know. But it didn't, and I want you to put it down. Please.
Why do we do this to each other?
We've done this to each other our whole lives.
But why? Why was it always so important to me to try to be better than you?
I don't know. Because you were better at everything.
Not anything that mattered.
Plenty of things that mattered to me.
I should never have started this.
I should have stopped you.
You couldn't have.
Well, I sure as hell shouldn't have joined you then.
Ellen, we should go. We should get out of here.
I know. I'm not ready to let go of her. Give me one more minute. I want to remember.
What?
She was about 3 months old. I was feeding her, and suddenly she looked right into my eyes. I think it was the first time she really saw me. You know, me. And for one moment, I was perfect and she was perfect and we were both right where we were supposed to be. Okay. Okay. Let's go.
That was a really beautiful memory.
Don't ever tell it to me. I don't want to know.
Okay.
I'm jealous, you know, that you'll remember it all.
I'm jealous that you'll forget.
So neither of us get what we want.
Well, that just ain't the status quo.
I love you. I do.
I love you too. And I am sorry.
Larry, put me down!
I'm so sorry.
Larry! Larry, you open this door! Larry, no!
Let's go home.
Larry, I thought you...
What? Oh, no, sis. I just shot the shit out of that goddamn clock radio. Didn't do any good, though.
Oh, maybe it did.
The whole place is gonna blow. Run! Run!
Oh, my God!
Go! Go, go, go!
You okay?
Yeah. You?
Yeah. Larry, was I really that horrible? Rodeo star me, I mean.
You were mean as a snake and twice as angry. The whole county celebrated when you moved to Houston.
Yeah, I guess I can see that. Larry, I feel a little awkward bringing this up now, seeing as how the Ridgeway Motel is on fire and all, but I want to tell you before I forget, I think you should go.
Right. We're going home.
No, I mean, you should get out of here. Leave the county. Hell, leave the state. Go someplace else.
But I'm the only family you have left.
I know. And right now, I know I love you. But things will go back to the way they were. Well, the way we made them be the way they were. And you're going to get unhappy. And I don't want you destroying yourself here. Because you don't need a motel to do that. You'll find a way.
But Ellen, I've got at least 40 different versions of my life in my head. How do I start over if I can't remember which version of my life is the real one?
You go someplace brand new, what does it matter? Whichever one you tell, that's the truth as far as anyone else knows.
What if I screw it up?
Then try again. Every 24 hours is a fresh start, right? Like the sign used to say. And if you do make something of yourself, promise I will try to be proud of you.
Speaking of getting out of here.
Right.
And that's what's going on in the county. Now, by request, an oldie but a goodie.
100 million accidents. Like the universe hates me.
What do you have against this song, Larry?
You really want to know?
I do. I really do.
Homecoming. Spent the whole night working up the nerve to ask this girl to dance. And just as I walk over to her, just as this song comes on, a big guy pushes in front of me and says, "Hey, baby, is this clown making moves on you?" Off they went. There was no separating them after that, if you know what I mean.
Big guy? Who? Buddy Carlin? Oh, Jane Roland? You liked Jane Roland?
Well, it was a long time ago. I mean, yeah, there's what I should have used the Ridgeway for, but I still remember how happy she looked. I couldn't take that away.
What do you mean, use the Ridgeway? Use it for what?
Ellen, what do you remember from tonight?
Honestly, not a lot. Should I be worried?
No. It's okay. It's all okay. I promise.
Sure you don't want to stay here tonight?
No. I really need to walk and think a bit. I'll get home okay. Ellen?
Yeah?
You gave me some good advice.
I did. I don't remember.
I do. You okay to get inside?
I'm not drunk, Larry. And the light's on.
Okay. Night, sis.
Well, all right then.
How about next time you go out late, you take your phone with you, okay?
Oh, what are you doing up?
Waiting for you to get home. Are you all right?
I don't know. I felt for a moment like there was a big hole in the center of me. No, it felt like there was a hole, but it got filled in. Maybe I'm just feeling where it used to be.
Mama, are you drunk?
What? No. I feel fine. Better than fine. Good. I feel really good.
Okay. Call if you're going to be that late again, okay? Or I'll have to think about grounding you. Night, Mama.
Little Miss Bossy. Don't know where she gets it.
Ellen?
I had nothing to do with this.
It was me, Uncle Larry. I couldn't let you go without a proper goodbye party. What do you have?
Cranberry and seltzer. Long drive tomorrow.
It's on me. Dave, cran and seltzer for my favorite uncle.
What? What and what?
I'm gonna miss you, believe it or not.
I'll call as soon as I'm settled, wherever that is.
Larry, don't think I'm crazy, but I'm having some, I don't know if I'd call them memories, but... Well, I think you did something pretty big for me.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I try and thank you and you blow me off. Typical.
Let's just say maybe I managed to finally fix something I did wrong.
Oh, which reminds me, I have something for you. Be right back.
You!
What?
How did you do it? No one's ever done that before.
You said no one could go back to a major life event more than once. How was I to know the whole motel would blow up?
No one knew it would happen because everyone else follows the rules. Oh, mister. You have surely screwed things up for a whole lot of people.
What do you mean? They're just stuck with the life they got now.
The lucky ones are. The other ones...
What?
I don't know. Nobody knows. That's the point. No one knows what's going to happen.
How is that different from ordinary life?
You do not get it. You do not get it!
Excuse me. I wanted to say goodbye to you now, Larry, because I can't stay late. I got a new deputy. His first day is tomorrow. God help me.
See? See? We're doomed. Doomed!
Seltzer and apple juice. Best Dave could do.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God! You're Judy Lobo.
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God. Can I buy you a drink or... get an autograph?
I think I got a pen in my purse. Come with me.
Well, she got over the doom thing quick. What was that about?
Front desk at the Ridgeway Motel. Worried about finding a new job.
Yeah, count is down 2 motels now. Bureau of Tourism is not pleased.
Oh, just who I was looking for. Hi there, Jane.
Hi, Ellen. I was just leaving.
Oh, no, you can't go yet.
What?
Dave, turn up the music.
Jane, my brother has been waiting many years to dance with you to this song. Since homecoming, in fact. Well, I'll leave you to it.
Dave! Hey, Dave! Come dance with me!
I am working, Ellen.
Oh, people can go thirsty for 5 minutes. Come on!
Homecoming, huh?
Oh, sure. That she remembered. I apologize, Sheriff. Ellen just...
Under the circumstances, Larry, you'd best call me Jane.
What?
It's a little peculiar to call your dance partner Sheriff.
Okay, Jane. I don't even really remember homecoming.
I do. I remember thinking you were gonna ask me to dance, but then, well...
And along came Buddy?
He did take up some space.
Whatever happened with you two?
It didn't work out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Me too.
I'm afraid this isn't gonna work out either, seeing as how I'm leaving tomorrow.
Then we'll enjoy the dance while it lasts. And hey, when it's over, you'll have the memory. Hope it's a good one.
It is. Will be.
Too much regret in the past can make a person give up on their present. But our mistakes and wrong turns and bad choices made us who we are every bit as much as the things we did right. And sometimes, for a few minutes, even a whole bar full of people can let go of the things they didn't do or wish they had done different and just be where they are, because every 24 hours is a fresh start. Even in, especially in, Uncanny County.
Uncanny County is the unholy creation of Todd Faulkner and Allison Crane. It's produced by Todd Faulkner, Allison Crane, and William Frankie, and our executive producer is Jessica Walker. Tonight's episode, The Ridgeway Motel, was written and produced by Nicole Grevy. It was recorded and mastered by Kevin Ramsey. It featured Catherine Puma as Ellen, Tom Bartos as Larry, Jane Courtney as the front desk clerk, Emily Battles as Judy Lobo, and Nicole Grevy as Sheriff Roland, together with the vocal talents of Colin Chapin, William Frankie, Allison Crane, Todd Faulkner, and a special guest appearance by James Oliva. The song No Accidents was written and performed by Ned Massey, available on iTunes. Learn more about Ned and his music at nedmassey.com. If you're enjoying Uncanny County, please consider supporting us on Patreon. Your monthly contribution will help us to continue bringing our special brand of weirdness to a dimension near you. This is Todd Faulkner from Uncanny County, reminding you that the only thing we have to fear is standing right behind me, isn't it?